This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Top leaders are campaigning for the party candidates and alliance for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi is now addressing election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has asserted that the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP government is committed to taking back Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK and will not be deterred by Pakistan. Addressing a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal, Mr. Shah said, people of POJK are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan. In Odisha, all the three major political parties, Congress, BJP and BJD, stepped up the electioneering for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in the state. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi joined a bike rally and addressed an election rally at Balangir today. Mr. Gandhi expressed confidence that the INDI alliance will form the government at the centre after the results of general elections are declared on 4th of June. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also going to attend a roadshow in Cuttack this evening. Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik also addressed an election rally at Raurkela under Sundargarh parliamentary constituency and promised free electricity to the people if he returns to power for the 6th consecutive terms. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia till the 30th of this month in connection with excise policy scam. The case was registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, naming Sisodia as one of the accused. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja extended Sisodia's custody. Sisodia appeared before the court through video conference on the expiry of his judicial custody. The court had yesterday reserved judgment in the bail pleas filed by the Aam Aadmi Party leader. The Indian Air Force has tested Vishma Cube, a state-of-the-art indigenous mobile hospital, for airdrop in Agra. Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said this innovative technology is a great leap forward in providing rapid and comprehensive medical aid during emergencies anywhere. This cube is a part of the broader initiative named Project Visham, Bharat Health Initiative for Sayog, Hita and Maitri, is tailored to treat up to 200 casualties. These cubes are robust, waterproof and light, designed for various configurations, making them ideal for diverse emergency scenarios. All 15 Hindustan Copper Limited officials who had been trapped in a mine in Neem Ka Thana district since last night were taken out today, with one of them is feared dead. Neem Ka Thana collector Sharad Mehra said 14 rescued were sent to SMS Hospital in Jaipur for treatment and one was taken to a company hospital for examination as he is feared dead. 15 personnel of the public sector company got trapped in a mine when a cage used to carry the personnel fell down after rope broke. India has expressed grief over the demise of Security Coordination Officer in the UN Department of Safety and Security DSS in Gaza, Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale. The External Affairs Ministry said permanent mission of India to the UN in New York and Indian missions in Tel Aviv and Ramallah extending all assistance in the repatriation of mortal remains. The ministry said it is continuously in touch with the relevant authorities regarding the investigation into the incident. Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale lost his life in Gaza on Monday. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Yong is set to be sworn in as the nation's fourth prime minister today. 51-year-old US-trained economist Mr. Yong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after two decades at the helm. Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh from tomorrow. It has predicted severe heat wave conditions over some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, South Haryana and East Rajasthan. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan, presently on second position with 16 points in the pocket, will be aiming to secure a spot in the top four with a victory. Punjab Kings has already been eliminated from the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.